awesome epic action fight scenes.
Welcome to episode 106 of Uncorked Gamers.
I'm Dan.
And I love strawberry banana. No matter what it comes in, strawberry banana is best.
Would you shop at a Strawberry Banana Republic?
I would. If they had strawberry banana shirts, I would totally wear them. I'm Jeff.
You would look like an old Hawaiian man.
Umbrella. Peanut butter cup.
That's all you say. That's all you ever say.
That's the only thing I know how to say in Hawaiian.
I don't think that counts.
One of my friends went to Hawaii. I think he came back last week. And I told him to, you know, send me some pictures of the locals, right? You know, of the female variety. You know, kind of, you know, kind of let them know my tastes. You know?
Okay.
You know, little chunk.
I'm sure that worked that well for
you. Little chunk, you know, I like a little chunk. But he gave me a lot of chunk. Like, way too much chunk. And it became a joke to him. It became a joke to him. And I did not appreciate that. Because I didn't get something that I wanted. I never got it.
He sent you the least amount of chunk he could find, man.
No, he sent me the most amount of chunk he could find.
Oh, you don't know those Hawaiian ladies, man.
There was
You think you know Hawaiian ladies, but those are just tourists.
Why do they look so Hawaiian, then?
Because they've been tourists for a long time.
Since they were born, they've been tourists.
Why did we even start talking about that?
Banana strawberry, bro.
Banana strawberry. Right. Let's start out. When these... List off the games for Xbox Gold in October. Let's see what they're getting. Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings. The Escapist.
I remember that.
The Escapist.
They're getting The Escapist?
Yeah.
That game sounds so fun.
For 360, you got MX versus ATV Reflex. And I Am Alive.
I Am Alive. I played that demo and I wanted to get the game.
It got mediocre reviews.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know FromSoft is working on 3 games? You know who FromSoft is?
Yeah, they did the Souls games.
Yeah, Souls and Bloodborne. And they also do the old school Armored Core games.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so they're coming back. They're going back to Armored Core. Yep. That's I think the only announced game the other ones are doing.
Oh, yeah, the other two were, I remember hearing about this. Yeah, they didn't mention anything.
Apparently, they're also working on a VR-compatible game for 2017.
Oh, everybody's going to start doing that now, dude.
God, I hope so.
You have to, dude. I mean, they're all out.
It'll validate my purchase.
Speaking of which, is Palmer Lucky Guy?
Yeah, founder of the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, he's an avid Trump supporter. He was using his money. This is his Facebook money to start throwing shots of at Hillary and stuff. In support of Trump. So they got everybody a little stirred up. On the interwebs, and a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of posts saying, you know what, I'm so sorry, I got a Rift, and people's like, oh, I was, you know, thinking about which VR to get, and now there's no option. I'm getting a Vive, you know, like, and so apparently, like, a lot of people don't like it.
Why?
Because he's a Trump supporter. That's the only reason.
So there's so many famous people that are Trump supporters, and people don't hate them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe video game people just
what, Trump? We hold video game people to a double standard now? Is that what it is?
I'm just saying, most of us are not Trump supporters. He's all about shutting down video games. You know that, right?
It's actually people are mad because he's paying trolls to troll the Hillary campaign.
Yeah, he's a Trump supporter though. He doesn't deny it.
It's not that he's a Trump supporter,
isn't it?
It's that he's actively paying people to antagonize and be
trolls. His candidate of choice.
For his candidate of choice, not necessarily that. He is a supporter of one candidate or another. It's the approach that he's taking with his money. And people don't like him because he sold Oculus to Facebook.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Dude, he made like $1 billion.
Probably. Like $2 billion.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's not all his.
No.
There's taxes and there's also payoffs. And after that, I'm sure he still came out with like $1 billion clear, so.
I mean, he was also working on that with the Cameron guy from Id, right? So. James Cameron? No, James Cameron's
the movie. Yeah, you gotta pay all your people off, dude.
So they all took a cut of that, of course. Speaking of VR, I got to try it again over the weekend.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Best Buy.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't go to GameStop.
I mean, there wasn't a GameStop that was doing it on Sunday. But the Best Buy in Albany was doing it on Sunday.
Oh, up in there.
Yeah, up in there.
So what did you try out?
Eve Valkyrie.
How'd you do?
I did good. I did real good.
You did good?
I'm sure I did good.
How do you know you did good?
The guy told the people in line behind me. He was like, most people
what
just...
What guy?
The guy running the thing.
Oh, there was somebody checking... There's somebody running it?
There has to be somebody running. No, they don't let... They don't let people just hang out with this $500 piece of tech that's literally just connected to your head.
They did it with the Virtual Boy.
They had a Virtual Boy bolted down, and it wasn't a standalone piece
of
equipment.
Yeah, it was bolted down, but there was nobody there, like, making sure people don't take it.
It wasn't an experience where you had to be able to freely move your head around, so they had to not have it tethered.
Oh, there's a whole safety thing, huh?
Yeah. That too. But it was kind of weird. I'm not sure if it's, like, the headset wasn't adjusted properly, or because it was a brighter room, but... It didn't feel as immersive as the other times I've used VR. Maybe it's just my brain's gotten used to the concept already.
No.
Because it might have been the game wasn't as in-depth either. I picked Eve Valkyrie because I want to try it out because I know it's a 3D space fighting game, stuff like that, so you can move in three dimensions. I want to see if that would get me sick. It did not. It did not get sick.
At all? Game. Nothing?
Nothing. In fact, I actually adapted that game rather quickly, considering it was inverted controls, and I hate inverted controls. But my brain was like, okay, no, this is how this works.
Inverted controls work well. I think inverted controls work really well when I'm playing Flyers. Like it feels natural to me.
It doesn't to me. The inverted controls have never felt natural to me. I mean, like if I had a joystick, maybe. But using dual analogs...
Really? Yeah. No? Not even like that?
No. I mean, I got used to it. I figured it out.
I think it all... It started with Star Fox with me. The first Star Fox. Like, it was just, you know, like... Down was up, and up was down. And it just... I just kind of learned it that way, you know what I mean? And you could choose different... I mean, there was four different settings for controls in that game. But I... You know, I went and played it like that and the whole time, and it, you know, I got super used to it really quickly.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, I've always just kind of played any type of, like, you know, like, flying game, dude, like that. It just feels good to me.
Okay.
Star Fox. Love you, man.
Power to you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's 2 weeks away before I just get that thing in my house and play as much as I want, though. 2 weeks.
No limits, bro.
So my friend got to play it for the first time, and I told him he was gonna do the he was thinking of doing the like the underwater thing where you just kind of stand there and like, oh look, fishes and sharks. And I was like, nah, you gotta play a game, man.
I got that on my gear.
Well, not the same one, but
no, it's not the same one, dude.
And I was like, dude, you gotta play actual game. So I was like, try out Battlezone, dude. So you're trying out Battlezone. And I could tell I was getting him, taking him a little bit of time to get used to the controls. It wasn't like the demos we played where they had like the loading screen was like, here are the controls. It was very much more like, all right, you're playing now. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know. And,
so how do you like it?
He said he got vertigo. Like, he would look up. I guess he would look up too fast, and he said he was getting like vertigo when he looked up. But I never experienced that, personally.
Probably.
It was also his first experience with VR, so.
I mean, what about Riggs?
Again, I think Riggs was just because they had that elevator segment. I think you cut out the elevator, you go from like them putting you in the ship to a black screen to you in the arena, probably wouldn't get sick at all.
You feel it was just really that part, man. I don't know, man.
Because that's one that, I mean, that's when it hit me. There's a lot
of movement in that game, dude. Tons of movement, dude.
Yes, and there is in Battlezone and the Eve Valkyrie.
Is it fast movement?
Yeah.
You might be right.
Because think about it. When did it start happening? During the elevator scene. Yeah, it
totally started happening.
Did it get worse throughout the rest of the game? No.
It stayed at an even level.
It stayed at an even level. Yeah. It stayed at the level that it hit when that elevator
scene. Even when I took off of the headset, thank you. It was still there. And it stayed there for a couple hours at least. You know, like the whole feeling. You know, going back to normal didn't make me go back to normal.
Yeah. I mean, really the one that I'm most curious about is probably Drive Club VR. Like a full-on racing game in VR. Because that's
going to be... I don't think that would be very difficult to stand, you know?
I mean, it's going to be faster than Riggs is going. With the turns and everything like that.
Yeah, but I mean...
Those tight turns?
The tight turns, yeah. The ones that are kind of like...
60 miles an hour?
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
F-Zero turns, man.
Da, da, da.
I played some F-Zero last night. After, I don't know how many years. And it was exactly how I remember it, dude. It was just me kind of being bad at it. You know, I wasn't the best anymore. Like, I used to be able to take care of, like, you know, the, you know, King, you know, King's, tracks and stuff like that at an expert level and finish it all up. I would die, of course. I would die. I mean, continued and stuff, but I would be able to finish it. At this point, I did the novice one. You know, the
night beginner?
No, I did standard. I did standard. And night standard, yeah. And I couldn't make it all the way through. And I expected to make it all the way through.
Yes, you got the Sand City, whatever it was.
Yeah, God, dude. It's when you get bumped. And you start bouncing around everywhere, dude. Like, oh my ping god, pong dude.
Ball, man.
You're just like, oh, dude, make it stop, make it stop. And you start going backwards at some points too, and that's just the worst, dude. Because then you got to turn it around, and it's just so much more time loss, dude.
Yeah.
And everybody just gets in front of you, and cats and dogs living together, bro. It's just mass hysteria. But I remember it. I mean, I remember the tracks, you know, playing them, you know, like, still same tracks, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that whole nostalgia right there. Loved it, dude. And I finished 100% of Link to the Past. And I feel really stupid.
You had to look at a guy.
I feel really stupid because I completely missed the very first heart piece. Well, I mean, I consider that the very first one because that's the first one that I always get. Every time I get out of the sanctuary, I go straight to Kakariko Village and go into that little hole and grab my first heart right there with a bomb. My first thing, every time.
Except this time.
So I went through the game, grabbed all the heart pieces except for the one. No, except for two. And I remember, I totally remembered where the second one was. Or where, not the one that I didn't get, no, not the first one, but the second one, right?
Yeah.
That I didn't get. I knew where that was. But I couldn't remember how to get to it. It was the one at the very entrance of Death Mountain. And it was, and I kept thinking that it was through a cave. I had to get there through a cave. And it was true. You do have to get there through a cave. But I thought it was a Death Mountain cave that you have to go through. And the whole time, I'm like, dude, I've gone through every cave, and I swear I did it like two times, going through these cave systems and stuff. And then I finally gave up. I beat the game with, missing one heart, one full heart. And as the credits are rolling, I'm like, I just remembered how to get that heart. And I was mad at myself. So I went back, after the game ended, I went back and actually went through the proper cave, got that heart, and then I couldn't remember where I was still missing that one heart piece. And I couldn't remember where the hell it was. And I was like, dude, I don't remember, right? So I go through a guide, and I'm looking through every heart piece, right? And I'm like, I got that one. There's 24 of them total. And I'm looking through every single one, and I was like, did I get this one? Yeah, I got that one. I got that one. All the way down the list. According to me, I got all of them. But obviously, I didn't. So I was like, what the hell did I miss? So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to go in order then. Through this guide, I'm going to go in order, look at all these heart pieces, and see which one I missed, dude.
Yeah.
Very first goddamn heart. So disappointed in myself. It's dude.
Funny. You know you were missing it, and you jumped through, and then you went through the cave without getting it?
Yeah!
So you had to go like, back
why
in.
Why did I do that? I told myself, why did I do that? So I'm thinking that's probably what happened the first time around. I just went in the cave, jumped off, and then, just kept going, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was kind of disappointed in myself. But now I know. But it was fun, dude. It was fun playing Zelda, fun playing F-Zero. Dude, I miss it. I miss the old school games, dude. I miss it a lot. I want to break out. I'm probably going to start hooking up my Nintendo and Super Nintendo, dude. My Nintendo might not work very well anymore.
No.
But you know how it goes with that, dude.
If only people had come out with machines that could handle those older games and output them to an HDMI resolution.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
If only somebody had created a console.
You cannot make an 8-bit game look HD, bro.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to look HD.
On a 50-inch screen.
It has to be able to feed
through. On a 55-inch screen, sorry.
It doesn't matter if it looks HD. The only thing that matters is that you can actually hook it up to modern TVs.
You can hook up the other ones to modern TVs.
Yeah. I mean, I remember
RGB cables, dude.
I remember some consoles had RF cables. And that didn't have
RGB. No, they all had them. The Nintendo had an 8. It was the mono. It was a mono, though. It was video and one audio cable.
I remember my Intellivision and ColecoVisions and stuff like that. You had to, like, right, screw
well,
them in.
Okay, now you're going a little too old school for me now, dude. The Nintendo had the one audio, it was all mono, and the video cable. There was an option, or you can do the RF.
I'm saying, why hook up multiple consoles when you just hook up one console? And play your Nintendo.
Because I hate you.
Your Super Nintendo, your Genesis, anything.
I don't have Genesis games.
But you could start.
Yeah, I could. Does it have Nintendo 64 capabilities? No, it doesn't.
It might. I haven't really looked that far into it. You know what does have Nintendo 64 capabilities? The
Nintendo
Xbox
64.
One.
No, they got rid of that.
They did. But apparently it has enough of capability for somebody to think he can get away with charging $10 for it.
Ooh. That's not good. That's not good for him.
And it took him like a full day to take it down, so somebody might have bought that and downloaded it.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, so ever since Xbox has opened up the ability to put in your own programs into the Xbox store, including the Xbox One, there's been two cases of people putting emulators on the Xbox Store. The first one was for Super Nintendo, Nintendo games, things like that. And the newest one was for Nintendo 64.
Which was great.
That's
great.
I think they're taking longer and longer each time to take it down because they're like, wait, if we let this happen, people will want Xboxes.
Because, I mean, wouldn't you if you could play your...
Because that's what happened with the PSP. The PSP got cracked and people could play emulators of, like, all their games, all their old games, even the Game Boy Color games, stuff like that. things start sounding like hotcake in the States. People are buying that up left and right. The Vita just recently got hacked. Like, full-blown, full-on hack. You can play hacked Vita games now. Like, it finally happened. It took, like, 7 years, but it finally happened. So I expect the sales of the Vita to kind of spike a bit. It actually happened so much to the point that an indie developer that made a game, Sonic Afterbeats, I believe what it was called, found out that their game was being pirated. And went to the site that it was being pirated most from, I guess, and left a note and said, "Hey, we're happy you guys are enjoying the game. Thanks for playing it. You know it's on sale right now if you want to pick it up. Legitimately. For $15.
It's a good price for a game.
Yeah, it's a good price for a game. It's a nice way for, instead of being like, "Hey, we're going to release a patch and you're not going to be able to play it no more." It's like, "Hey, thanks for enjoying the game. If you want to support us so we can make more games like this, get it on sale. Right here."
No, Oceanhorn's coming to Vita now.
Oceanhorn's coming to Vita?
Yeah.
Nice.
September, oh no.
That's like the Zelda game, right?
Yeah. It's one of the games that I wanted to buy.
That's like a part of a series, I think. Or it's like a remake of an original or something like that. Like, that's not the first game.
I thought it was the first game.
Nah, I remember hearing about it. There's like a, I think it's like a remake of like an older game or something like that.
That's cool though. They're porting it over to the Vita.
Yeah, that's such a good screen.
OLED.
OLED, dude. The next TV I buy is gonna be OLED. I will accept no
4K
substitutes.
4K HDR.
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, my PlayStation 4 can handle HDR. Why not? PlayStation Experience. There's apparently a leak as to where it's going to be and when it's going to be.
Excuse me.
So it's going to be the weekend of... Or it's going to be
San
December.
San Francisco.
No.
Damn it. I was just... open.
Yeah, it's going to be December 3rd and I believe December 4th. The Capcom Cup is also coming back to it. But more importantly, it's going to be in Anaheim.
Oh, still close by.
Close by, but not a day's drive away. This would be like a...
It's close. Anaheim is close.
It's like an 8-hour drive. It's in LA.
It's close.
It's not San Francisco close, though.
It's not. It's 6 more hours...
Yeah,
each way.
You're not going to drive up and down 6 hours each day.
No, you would stay there for the weekend.
That's what I was trying to say. And
yeah.
You kept saying, it's close. It's close.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not far away that I would miss it. It's not so far that I wouldn't want to go.
You want to go?
Yes, I want to go.
Really?
Yes. Don't you want to go?
I'm wondering...
No, you want to go.
I mean, I want to go. I mean, Capcom Cup's going to be there.
Yeah.
See, if we can get our tickets through October 16th, or while supplies last, so we're gonna have to be on top of that. We get them for $65 for the 2-day early bird. After that, they'll be $75.
Yeah, and?
Just letting you know, last time you missed out on the early bird.
That didn't matter.
Yeah, it's an extra $10. Oh, dude, we can go to Anaheim and I can finally show Gail 24-hour sushi.
You call it sushi?
No, it says sushi.
I thought I heard you say sushi like a Mexican. People at work call it sushi. It's funny, dude, because I make fun of them. I can make fun of them because I'm Mexican.
Right.
But you can't do that because you're half...
I'm full Latin, though. I'm full Hispanic.
You're different. That's a different country. That's like saying your white people are like, "Oh, well, I'm half British." That's American, right? It's like, it's the same thing. No.
No, no. They say I'm full white, and they would be right. They are full white.
Yeah. There's this dude at work.
I'm just saying, you know, you watch some of the television, you get your satellite package, you get some of my other country's channels in there, and you watch them.
Some of your country's channels?
And you watch those telenovelas.
It's your country now?
And you're like, oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Are we talking about Mexico or are we talking about Peru?
Both. But we all really want to watch the Brazilian ones because those are the ones that let you do topless.
Hell yeah. I've seen those, man. They get all risque and stuff. Yeah. Risque.
So you got out late today.
Oh, dude. Jeff's Corner. There was these VIPs at work, dude. Right? And so there was this investor came in the other day, whatever. He had a little tour, and the owner was like, I guess he was like, hey, whatever, you know.
Does the VIP stand for Vegetarian in Progress? Like they're making the transition.
They ate some meat. Show. So no. They do the walkthrough, whatever, and then the owner's like, eh, nothing's gonna come with this. You know, this guy, I don't think this guy liked the company, blah blah blah. So then later on, the guy's like, yeah, I wanna take my quality control team, I wanna take my analyst team, I wanna take blah blah blah, this and that. And so he took like, it was like a group of like 10 people, dude, that he brought over.
Wow.
To check out the company. And so the first half of the day, everybody spends like all this time cleaning and putting stuff away and making sure everything looks nice, dude. And that's how I spent half of my 8-hour day, 4 hours, doing, dude. Now, meanwhile, like our local, you know, our resident chef, she's like, you know, she's like sweating, dude, trying to make all this food for them. You know, like all these like fancy looking little
hors d'oeuvres.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, like there's one that she had like in the Chinese spoons, the soup spoons.
Yeah.
And I got, there was like this little thing, and then she made like little like fried cauliflower
fritters
with some kind of hot sauce in it.
Dude, fried cauliflower is pretty good.
It actually, you know what? I hate cauliflower. Cauliflower is probably one of my least really? Like vegetables. But once you fry everything, man, it changes. It's a frying is a game changer for everything. For fried better. Artichoke hearts, dude.
Never had it.
Oh man. Give me a moment.
You take your moment.
Oh man. Okay. Fried calamari. Deep. What is it? The oh my god, the Japanese the batter.
Oh,
what is it called?
Tempura.
Tempura. Anything tempura. Anything tempura. It's freaking delicious, dude.
Not mushrooms.
And they fried carrots. They fried carrots in tempura. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, carrots are awesome in their own right.
If you're a rabbit, maybe. But like squash. Squash,
yeah.
Just everything, shrimp. Oh my god, everything's just so delicious with tempura batter.
Then you lost yourself, man.
I'm just saying, dude, fried foods. God, I hate fried foods, dude. I hate them because they're so delicious. And it's, look at me now. Look at where I am, man. I need an intervention. But anyway, wait, what was I talking about?
VIPs.
All these stupid VIPs, right? So because of them, they decide, oh, yeah, hey, we want to visit your company today. And so these guys are like, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, my God, yeah. Everybody clean up. And so, which means they took away 4 hours of my day to do my actual job.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm just hating life, dude, because I know I gotta stay a lot longer. You know what? I don't want to stay overtime anymore, dude. Not like I used to.
Yeah.
I used to work like 16, 17 hour days. I didn't give a crap, dude. But now I care. Because you know why? Now I just sit down. I sit. And I get fatter. And fatter.
People just keep feeding me Snickers.
Dude, there's a lot of feeding going on up there, just so you know, dude. There's like animal style fries getting shared. There's strawberries, you know, like good stuff. Donuts getting shared all the time. Bagels, like cooked meals. Like everybody just like, hey, here, have some. okay.
I mean, I'm just sitting here.
Can't
so.
Say no, yeah. And it's just, oh my god, dude. And then there's like, there's. And then chef's like frying like some good stuff. And then she's just like, hey, you want to try this? I was like, sure, chef. It's good, huh? Yeah, it's delicious. It's right, isn't it? Yeah, it's right. That's why it's so good. She fries a lot of things that normally would be disgusting, but they're delicious. They're so delicious.
Good story, man. Good story.
It went back to food, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're hungry.
I haven't eaten, dude. I haven't eaten since 11 a.m.
You had a fritter.
That's not a meal. I had water. You know how hot it is up there, too? You know, it's true when they say the heat rises, because I feel it all upstairs, dude.
The fire rises.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, our mountains are on fire.
Yeah, our mountains are on fire.
The Santa Cruz Mountains are on fire right now because of heat wave and possibly camping grounds.
Or pot farm.
Or pot farm, yeah. But you don't,
that happens a lot around here.
So, yeah, there's a lot of pot in Santa Cruz. But, yeah, they're smoking away. Well, I mean, the good thing about fires is they block out the sun.
Yeah. But they trap in the heat.
No, they block out the sun, so it's, everything's a little cooler.
That's because we live by the ocean.
We get that nice ocean breeze with, like, a smoke shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good. Especially in this heat. We're going through this heat wave right now, and it's hot. It's hot as hell.
It's not that hot, though.
It was like 90 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, but it's like a nice dry heat. It's like the best type of heat.
Oh, but it's a dry heat. What is this argument? This is a stupid argument.
It's the best.
Why does everybody say that?
Because a dry heat.
It feels 90 degrees.
Because you don't.
You're not sweating.
You don't dehydrate as fast with a dry heat as you do with a moist heat.
Yeah, moist. That's a word. That's a word.
I'm sorry. Would it be better if I fried that word for you?
Someone used to call me Moistback. So
that's not a nice name.
It's not a nice name, but it's funny that the fact that it said Moistback made it that much funnier.
Because it wasn't a wetback?
Yeah. Right? It sounds funny when it say Moistback.
Hey, Moistback.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. You saw it. And it's sort of like it doesn't become an insult anymore. It's just funny.
Maybe you just thought you didn't understand what the word moist meant, so you wouldn't get offended.
White people always think I'm stupid. Oh my god.
So Destiny 2, some sources are saying...
When did we stop talking about food?
Right now.
I'm really hungry, though.
I know, I can tell. That's why we're powering through this.
We don't have to power through this. We don't have to.
So sources are claiming that Destiny 2 is a thing, and that's going to come to PC.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preferably, it'll have some cross-play functionality.
Well, isn't that what everybody's hoping for every game nowadays?
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen eventually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Bungie would benefit the most from having it, though, because it keeps more people playing with their friends, which keeps people playing longer.
Keeps them moist.
Yeah, moist for that Destiny DLC.
Oh, yeah, so... Oh, wait. Yeah, the price increase for PlayStation Plus happened.
Yeah, $60 now. $10 went up $10 for the year.
I mean, it's still not much. It's Xbox price, right?
I don't... No.
Weren't they at $59.99 like for a while?
I can't. Can't say for sure. I feel like we were cheaper. I feel like I heard that we were the cheapest one.
I mean, $50 was the cheapest one, so I would assume that Xbox was $60, and I think they were $60 for a long time. But who was it? Australia that got hit the worst?
Probably. They always get hit the worst. Australia is where you go when you want to die.
What? What the hell is that supposed to be?
Everything tries to kill you in Australia.
Oh, the giant spiders.
Not even the giant spiders.
It's spider snakes and kangaroo.
They're spider snakes?
And
is that a snake with like eight appendages.
Dude, there's Wolverines there.
Wolverines. That's a good thing, man. You know, when the Chinese Wolverine? Come, you want Wolverines.
Dude, Wolverines are they're mean bastards, man. Koalas are mean bastards.
They got the dingoes.
Kangaroos can kill you with a single kick.
Or punch.
Nah, not a punch. They won't punch you to death.
They punch.
Yeah, they punch, but they won't punch you to death. They'll kick you to death.
They will kick you to death.
They will stand on their tail. Do you know how strong that damn tail is, dude?
That's strong enough to hold them.
Holy crap, dude. And those kicks are like lightning fast. They got these gigantic super claws.
Yeah, like they
ostriches.
Do.
Ostriches, too, they'll kill you, dude. And emus. Maybe emus. They're a little smaller, right?
Wait, are emus in Australia? I thought they just had ostriches. That emus was more of a like...
No, they haven't. They have an emu in Australia.
Okay.
They have an emu in Africa, too.
I didn't know those two species were so close to each other. I thought Australia just had the ostrich. Oh, Pikmin's out on the Wii U eShop, by the way. I know you were looking at that.
Pikmin 2?
I don't know which one it is. It just says Pikmin.
The original Pikmin, then. Has to be.
Probably.
Because there's no number behind it.
Oh, you know how you've been wanting to get a 360 or a PlayStation 3 or a Wii? Well, now you can get them at GameStop. Pretty cheap. Starting as low as $50.
Why would I want a Wii if I already have a Wii?
I don't know.
Did they say GameCube?
No, I don't believe so. I wouldn't mind picking that up. Actually, why would you need to pick up a GameCube if you pick up a Wii?
I regret selling my GameCube.
Oh, you just want the actual.
Yeah.
Because the Wii will play your GameCube games. You can plug in an old GameCube controller to it.
But I miss my GameCube.
Okay, that's fair.
It's the only console that I've ever sold. No, actually, I sold the PlayStation 1 as well.
What's wrong with you?
For the same reason! It was the same reason! PlayStation 2 could play PlayStation 1 games! It's the same reason!
It was drugs, wasn't it?
Not back then. Not PlayStation 1 era. Maybe GameCube era. Or technically, PlayStation 2 era.
PS4 gets a Call of Duty Infinite Warfare beta in October. We get it first. Not that much of a surprise, really, because of the partnership.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
I looked up an emu.
You still on that, man?
I'm sorry, dude.
No.
I started glancing at pictures of emus, like different kinds of emus and stuff. I don't know why. You ever had an ostrich egg?
No, why would I?
I don't know.
When would I have had the chance? Where would I have had an ostrich egg?
You remember that show, Fear Factor? You ever watch that? Did you ever watch that?
Not really, no. Like 15 minutes.
Joe Rogan?
15 minutes at a time, maybe.
I used to love watching that show. One of the challenges was to drink an ostrich egg, right? Oh my god, that's so much egg, dude. You don't realize how much egg it is until they put it in a glass. And that glass was huge, dude. That was like a gigantic, gigantic glass, dude. And they crack it open, dude, and they put it in there, and you're just like, holy shit.
That's a lot of protein.
Yeah. Dude. But it must have been pretty disgusting because everybody was kind of gagging. But that was the whole point of that show.
Yeah, but
they wanted to make people vomit.
Did they have Rocky on there and be like, yeah, do this every morning?
Maybe a fight Apollo, maybe I won't, you know? So, what do you think?
This is really going to up my protein game.
Adrian!
Dude, he talked like that because he got salmonella poisoning from all those raw eggs he was eating. His body was shutting down.
And then he got some kind. And then he started punching carcasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was far gone when he started doing that, man. It was all over for him.
What happened to Rocky? He got arrested. Why did he get arrested? He was punching dead bodies. He went out to the local morgue. He just paid the. Hey, the guy in charge. He's just running around punching dead bodies.
They can't get black eyes anymore, dude. Oh my god. Leaves no mark. No, it still leaves a mark. It has to leave a mark. Does it leave a mark?
The blood's not pumping, so I don't know. Because most of the time the mark is like a sign of your body healing.
You know you can hit your kids with a sack of oranges and it won't leave a mark.
What?
Yeah, so if you ever want to hit your kids, a sack of oranges, bro.
Can it just be like a tube sock of oranges?
Oh, it's more concentrated.
Well, I mean, like, what type of sack are we talking about? Because like I was thinking like a full sack.
Oh, five pound sack.
You mean like the kind that people hold outside and you
buy it? Yeah, like they're selling on the streets and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, you just hit your kids with that, dude. No bruises.
Can you, like, throw it at them? Or do you have
you
to,
can,
like...
yeah. I mean, but if you hit them, I mean, it mostly will push them into a wall. But then you could just say they ran into the wall because you technically didn't push them into the wall. You just hit them with a sack of orange. The inertia carried them over.
Their weak ability to take force. It was their weakness, really.
Yes, dude. Why couldn't you be a stronger kid? Remember little He-Man?
Yeah.
Remember that guy? That guy is hell strong, and he was like 5 years old. He's stronger than me. That guy, dude, that was so wrong, dude. Making that kid lift weights like crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
That kid's like not growing past the age he was at.
His testosterone levels are so imbalanced right now.
Is it true? Does lifting weights when your kid actually stunt your growth? Because I was always told that.
I'm assuming it does because, I mean, it just messes with your... Yeah, it just messes with you, right? I mean, it's not a good time to be doing that when you're still growing.
Yeah.
That's the scientist in me saying that.
But no, I'm telling you, nobody picked on him, though, for, like, 10 years.
Dude, that guy had some muscles, bro.
Do you know the last patch that Street Fighter came out with on the PC? Got taken down.
Wait, what? Why?
Because it was leaving PCs vulnerable to attacks.
How?
No computer jargon stuff.
So an update to a video game can leave a computer vulnerable?
PC Master Race, man.
Balls, man. I didn't realize that was an actual thing.
Yeah.
It just opens up windows or something, huh? Something along those lines?
I think it's just like a back door. And like, it probably leaves a back door open or something like that.
Yeah.
For things to come in.
Yeah.
And mess with things.
Well, I mean, you are getting networks. You are getting people in there, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of connections there.
A lot of ports. Okay. Speaking of Street Fighter 5.
Ports and back doors.
Man. You know, Urien.
Urien, dude, oh my god, dude, I was watching so much gameplay of Urien. So much gameplay. I need to try that guy out.
You need to start playing again.
I need to try Urien out, dude. Because I fell in love with Urien. And that is naked body Urien.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. His original outfit's back.
And it's different in, each mode has a different naked Urien. There's one where he keeps his shades.
He's not really naked. He has a...
Well, he has like a thong. A thong,
yeah.
Well, he's I mean, I think if you do like... I don't remember exactly which one's which. But if you do like when you're playing online or whatever, you do it, like he'll keep his shades. The other one, he keeps like a necktie on or something like that. And I can't remember exactly what the differences are, but it's different for every... depending on what you pick to play in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
But it's very easy. During the versus screen, you just hold it's high punch, low punch, medium kick. I believe it is. And you hold that during the versus screen, and then when it gets into introduction screens, it'll just like explode closing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He would do that.
Yeah, he would. And he looks so good. Looks so good.
I mean, he's ripped.
No, not his body. his The gameplay, man. His move sets. God, Vegan.
So Destiny Rising Iron came out, and
have you watched any of that?
No, I've not watched any of it.
That's a can.
Yep. The raid was released recently, and it took a team 2 hours to beat it. Within that same...
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Within that same day, the team beat the raid with only 3 players. Wow. And even more recently, it's been discovered that you can skip about the first third of the raid entirely.
Oh, man. And then the information keeps getting passed and passed and passed.
Yep. Apparently, you don't even have to do anything complicated like the other times where you had to, like, unplug a...
Oh, where you disconnect from Be the Leader, remember? The whole Be the Leader and then disconnect and then come back in during the Crota fight?
You don't have to do anything like that. You just have to apparently just kind of, like, walk around everything.
No way. That's simple.
Apparently, yeah. Like, again, I haven't seen any videos of it, so I'm not sure exactly how simple it is.
Now I totally want to see a video of it, dude.
But I mean, like, the same thing happened with the Crota raid. If you remember, like, if you did it right, you could jump up to that one section in that first part, like, nothing would come at you.
In the first part?
Yeah, remember where all the thralls keep swarming you, and you have to get to the light points?
Oh, where you jump, yeah, you gotta jump from that one pillar.
You jump from that one pillar up to the ledge.
But it's really difficult. It's really... I mean, I tried it a couple times. It was...
Is that right? Yeah. You have to use the momentum of the explosion, right, to get you up?
And then timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the... Yeah. See, it's the timing. Timing had a lot to do with it, and it's just dude.
I'm gonna watch.
And then, I mean, the whole bridge thing too. Like that was.
Oh yeah, if somebody go with the story, you can just jump across and just cheese that too. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only part you couldn't really cheese was the Death Singers.
You just fly across.
Yeah.
And then you hide, and everybody shoots everything from the other side.
That's nice.
Where you can't get hit.
I mean, you can.
Can't get hit by the things on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, like, things will run up to you, and sometimes they'll get close enough to hit you.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that's on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, enemies from the other side can't hit you when you're shooting them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you can go to those side pillars and nothing climbs up on you.
Easy mode, dude. Easy mode.
Those are fun times. I miss cheesing the raids.
Yeah. I know Miss Strom wanted to always do it legit. But you could never find a group that wanted to do it legit.
No.
Ever. And then sometimes people were like, yeah, we could try to do it legit. And then we try a couple times and then just kind of give up or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody ever knew how to do it legit anyway in the first
place. Everybody knew how to do it legit. Everybody knew. Nobody wanted to because it wasn't easy.
No. I remember the first couple times you and me, people would be like, oh, you guys want to do it legit? Dude. And you'd be like, well, I don't know how to do it. Like, what are we doing?
Well, yeah. But remember when we got to the... No, the first time we did the raid, we actually went straight to... We didn't do the first part, the very first part.
Yeah, no, we
went
in.
Straight to the... what is his name?
The bridge.
To that guy, that big machine thing.
Oh, Atheon?
Not Atheon.
Oh,
That puts up the shield and
Templar?
Stuff.
No.
The Templar, yeah.
Yeah, Templar?
It's a Templar, yeah. Where we would just stay at the bottom and just shoot grenades at it.
Yeah.
And then it would just eventually fall off.
And that was the only way to get that chest.
That's where we started, yeah. Well, I mean, there's another way to get the chest if you do it legit. But it's very difficult. Because you have to make sure that they don't... You got to make sure the Templar doesn't teleport.
Yeah.
Which is difficult because all these knights start coming out if you do that. So, like, it's possible, but it was just a lot easier if you just throw grenades at them and have them fall off. Man, I missed that. Those were fun times.
They were fun times. I know. I'm kind of sad that I won't really be part of the cheesing runs this time around.
Man. That's where we met the English dudes.
Yeah.
A lot of good memories.
Papa Durst.
Yeah.
Papa Durst and the last time we talked to him, he got married or he was having a kid or
Papu,
something like that.
Papu, right?
Yeah. Man, we knew people's lives and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, we got like really involved with each other.
And I don't get that no more.
No, there's no 6-player games anymore.
That and everybody that I hung out with at least still plays Destiny.
Yeah, those guys never gave up. The Monkey.
Pretty Broman.
You know what? I haven't seen Monkey a lot lately.
Maybe.
I know, who was it? I think it's Shin Akuma that does a...
Shifts on all the time. Shift and Broman.
One of them streams, and then I've seen Monkey on there playing with him while this guy's streaming and stuff. And
I've heard Monkey on Broman's stream.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Through the mic.
Yeah.
Like, I could hear Monkey.
Yeah. I miss him.
Yeah.
Miss those times.
Maybe when Destiny 2 comes around, if it's
not even the game though.
Yeah,
it's the experience of everything, like the people and stuff. You know, I don't even think it would have mattered if it was a different game. If it was all like the same, just having those fun moments with everybody, meeting
like,
new people.
If it was like an MMO, because like MMOs last forever.
Yeah,
and they stay pretty fun for the most part, right? Like, you get what you're expecting and stuff like that. That would have been nice, but like Destiny was just too fast. You hit your maxes too quick, you know.
Yeah, and then it's just all repetition, just to try to get the better weapons.
Yeah. Which in a sense that's what MMOs are like too, but I think it's more forgiving than an MMO. So I think you have a higher chance of getting certain weapons from certain bosses and stuff like that. Mm. You just have to like be the one to get it.
Yeah.
Out of your group, which eventually. Everyone in your group's gonna have it, and you'll just be defaulted it, you know?
No, just like the Gallenhorn, huh?
No, that was random chance. Always random chance.
Yeah, and I never got that chance. I finally got it.
Yeah, I finally got a Gallenhorn, but I don't remember.
Yeah, but we got it for free.
That's right, we did get it for free, yeah.
Which was not... It wasn't the way I wanted it to be.
We both got our Hawkman.
They sold it. I think it was Xur that actually started selling it.
Yeah, I think that's how we got it.
Yeah, I think because he sold it at the very beginning of the game
when nobody had coins except for like three people.
and then they finally sold it again, and it wasn't the same.
It was like year two, so it didn't matter anymore.
It wasn't. Yeah, and then that too. Like it was gonna just be obsolete in a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And I tried. We tried so much to get that galley, dude.
Hey, at least we got the Hawk Moons before Monkey did.
Yeah, I got like 3 Hawk Moons before Monkey got his first one.
That's so funny.
Love that gun, too.
Yeah, that was a good gun. I'm not gonna lie. Trigger question?
Oh, jeez, is that time?
I think it's that time.
Oh, my God.
Any more stories? You got anything else you want to share?
No, we're good.
All right. Trigger question was... When were you at your angriest at a video game? Let's see our responses. Let's see, Riddlemaster writes in and says, Activision, Bungie, Destiny.
Interesting, we were just talking about that.
Yeah. Apparently, the entire Bungie, Destiny fiasco is when she was angriest at video games. let's see. I think that's all we got, but let me double check.
Just the one?
Just the one. Well, I mean, it was your question, so.
I know. It happens just with my questions. No. No, it's true.
It happens with my questions, too. Hey, 7 people looked at your question now.
This is a stupid question. I'm not answering this.
I don't get mad. I'm zen when I play. Alright, you want me to go first?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of curious.
Alright, I know there's one game that did this to me more than any other game, but I cannot for the life of me remember which one it was. I think it was like a rental or something like that. But the moment it's that boss, that one boss battle, that just gives you so much, that is just a brick wall. And it's not just that it's a brick wall, but it's a brick wall only to you. Like, everybody else can go through this boss battle no problem, but whenever you do it, it's like, he always combos you at just the right time, or like, he does like his 3 unblockable moves back to back, and it's like a 3% chance that he's going to do that at any given time or something like that. But, like, every time you do it, he does it for some reason. You know, those type of bosses. And it's never the last boss. It's always, like, the second to last or, like, third to last boss and stuff like that. And I know there's one game that just really got to me. You know, and my brothers are the ones that usually yell and stuff like that, but this is one game where I was just like, really? Oh, are you going to do this next? Oh, yeah, of course you did. Are you not even going to let me touch you? No? Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
I've had those moments.
Yeah, I mean, there's one game in particular that I know it's in the back of my head, but I just cannot for the life of me think of what it is.
I had a friend, and we played Mario Kart all the time. We did versus battle in Mario Kart. I'm talking about the Super Nintendo original Mario Kart. You know, it was pretty back and forth, right? But when we did racing, I was on streak, dude. Like, I just won. I won. I always won. Right? And then he finally beats me that one time. First time, like 127-0. You know?
I've experienced this.
And he wins that one time. And I get absolutely just filled with rage, dude. I'm like, no, this is impossible. This didn't count. This game cheated. Blah, blah, blah. All this. This game is stupid. You know, all of this, dude. Like, just frustration that I actually lost a race to him. When I was never supposed to lose to him. Never. No. But I did. And it made me really upset. And I stopped playing Mario Kart for a long time, dude.
Wow. This is like me beating you.
This is like a month. This is a month. This is about a month time that I stopped playing. That's a long time, dude, for me to stop playing a game.
Wow.
Back then, at least.
Especially a game like Mario Kart, man. That game's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember that moment now. I remember it well.
Yeah, you get like this because when I was just picking random guys at Street Fighter and like I managed to beat you with Guy.
Oh God, you did not beat me, dude.
I did though. You got so mad. Even though you weren't even using, like, your top guy, you were using, like, your third string, but you still got really mad. You're like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
You don't play Street Fighter. How can you beat
me? I was just picking randoms, too. I was
exactly.
Like, I'm going to try this character out this time. You got so mad.
I'm not supposed... It's when I'm not supposed to lose. That's when I get mad, dude, when I'm not supposed to lose.
Hey, you know what the greatest swordsman in all of Italy said? He said he was not afraid of the second best swordsman in Italy. He was afraid of the worst, for he was truly unpredictable.
Yeah. And you know what? I get mad at the video game, but it's not the video game's fault. It's not. It's my own fault.
It's just that you're
I'm the bad player.
You're not good enough for my randomness. 7 out of 8 times? Sure, you're good enough for my randomness.
Oh, what? You're just going to do that kick over again? All over? Over and over and over again? Just going to do the same kick? That's working.
I believe I did throws and spin kicks. Let's not forget...
You don't even know how you did them.
Let's not forget Guy's air superiority, all right? He has really good air
throws.
You
don't even know how you did any of the moves.
I don't.
No.
I knew half of Guy's moves. I knew Guy's basic moves. I knew Guy's basic moves. I played them in Street Fighter Alpha 3 a couple times.
It's upsetting.
I mean, me using Guy is nowhere near as bad as me using the Brazilian girl at PSX versus a guy that was like beating 8 people in front of me. And I was like, I'll just try this character.
Oh, out. God.
He just like wiped before me. I was like, trying all the usual combos. I'm like, no, that's not working. It's not that type of character.
It was, I mean, I did pretty good in my fight with the other dude, the dude I got.
Yeah.
He was, and I watched him. He was destroying people too. But the thing about it is, like, he was repeating a lot of things. So you kind of, you know, you've watched some, you know, because I was watching, I mean, you tend to watch everybody, really, if you, when it's like a whole line of them, dude. But this guy, you start noticing him because he keeps playing. He doesn't lose. He's not losing, you know?
Yeah.
So you start watching his screen and stuff. And I actually got that guy. But, I mean, he still beat me, but I put up a better fight than most of the people that he was playing against.
He gave you respect.
Yeah.
He put your quarter on the machine.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess we need to come up with a new Uncore Gamers question, don't we?
Yeah, you do. You do.
All right. Here's a fun one. If you could turn any video game into, like, a full-blown toy line playset, with, like, a playset and stuff like that, where you can, like, recreate the world. Like
everyone has... Oh, I see. Okay.
Kind of, like, you know, kind of Lego, but not quite Lego. More true to the actual look of the game. What game would you pick? That's the Twitter question of the week.
Okay.
I need to write that down.
Yes, you do.
If you guys have any topics or questions you would like us to answer, any suggestions for your Twitter questions of the week, feel free to let us know through
our
Twitter at Uncore Gamers or on Facebook. And if you really have to, you can send us an email, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Eventually, I will remember to check it.
It's going to be all late when you do.
Yeah, I mean, most of it is just, like, people following us, our Twitch at this point. But, again, you can catch us, as well as many other people on our Twitch, uncoregamers at twitch.tv/uncoregamers.
I've been, you know, somebody asked me if I still stream on my last stream.
Yeah, and you lied.
I told them I haven't streamed in a while on my channel.
You're like, yeah, I do, you know, like, I do different things on my channel.
I do, though! I, like, play different games.
Like 8 months ago?
I told them I haven't done it in a while. I did say that. You are witness to that, dude.
I am witness.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that again. But I've noticed that I've been giving a lot more support to the Uncore Gamers channel, though.
Yeah, I think everybody has watching
the streamers and just kind of, you know, doing it myself. I've been pretty too, but I think I'm gonna have to start playing at 8 o'clock though.
What?
I think I'm gonna have to change my schedule.
Why?
Life things.
So you don't have to stop your stream to go walk the dog?
Because
you usually walk the dog around 9 o'clock. You know, how's that
going? Yeah, 9, 10 o'clock. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm probably going to have to start a little later.
All right. Well, we'll see how the rest of the group feels about
that. The rest of the group got nothing to say. I'm still streaming.
I remember somebody got a little antsy when somebody streamed 2 hours early.
That's way too early.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, have a good night, and sleep tight. Don't let the big bugs bite.
Yeah, what he said.